broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America, and the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers to restore the republic, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, should be our sacred cause. Are you going to get involved and help us out? We sure pray so. Our websites are libertyroundtable.com for this talk show live and on demand, libertynewsradio.com for some of the most incredible news on the planet, libertynewsradio.com. I'm sorry, let me start over. libertynewsradio.com for some of the best talk show hosts on the planet, libertynewsdaily.com for some of the best news anywhere. All right, let me start over because I screwed it all up, right? libertyroundtable.com for Liberty Roundtable live and on demand, free. LibertyNewsRadio.com for some of the best talk show hosts in the business. LibertyNewsDaily.com for the best news site on the planet. Check it out today. All right, now that we got that done, you can also listen to us via the Roku player, live and on demand, free. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel to get that done. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is ThePowerMall.com or 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 for some real important products for you and your family. You know, you want to do business with the good guys. They've got 20% off all kinds of products. Poultry seasoning, 16-ounce bag. Lemon pepper, 16-ounce bag. Fenugreek. You got all kinds of spices and stuff. Pretty cool stuff. You got Planet Rothschild book, Jeffrey Smith books and DVDs, 20% off 9/11 DVDs, Original Intent, How the Democratic Republican Parties Are Destroying the American Dream, and boy, are they. You got a special book, Herbal Mixtures, Spicy Blends, Ethnic Flavorings, No Salt. Just a bunch of cool stuff. You got Miracle 2 soap, neutralizer, moisturizer, and more. You got Super Silver, 20% off. Clay Special, 20% off. Eye Care Revolution, 3rd Gen. Wow. Special $20 deal. You got a book, Homegrown Sprouts. It's on sale for $19.99. Sprouting Seeds, 10% off. You got coconut oils. I'm just telling you right now, 20% off Purium products. Just some good stuff at the Power Mall. When you do business with the good guys, you're really helping not only incredible products and services for your family, but you're also supporting hard-hitting killer talk radio. The Power Hour, an incredible broadcast, Joyce Riley and crew, thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. Tell them that Sam and Kurt sent you, would you please? All right, now, we got to recap yesterday's show, and man, it was a hard-hitting show. We covered a lot of stuff. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And Lowell does just an absolute phenomenal job every time he's on the radio. He joins us twice a month, by the way, the coordinator for Campaign for Liberty for the state of Utah. And Lowell attends an event and provides an update on the Constitution Day celebration in the state of Utah, delivered by David Barton, well-known speaker, educator, David Barton. And we talked about a few things that Lowell learned. He said there was a dimly lit auditorium because they were watching videos and multimedia presentations and PowerPoints and such like that. But he took notes nevertheless, and he came up with some incredible things. There's five things David Barton focused on that's really key to understanding who we are, what the Constitution is, our relationship to the proper role of government, and more. Number one, acknowledgement of a divine creator. All men are endowed by their creator. That's number one, acknowledgement of God and an understanding that he created us. We rely on him. On October 3rd, for example, 1789, in his Thanksgiving proclamation, George Washington wrote, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God." Think about that. To obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Now that says a ton, folks, when you think about it. We got to turn to God. He is the author of our liberty. George Washington unequivocally laid it out. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. That's an interesting acknowledgement. To obey his will. That means keep his commandments, folks. Let's start with the 10, huh? To be grateful for his benefits. That's a gratitude attitude of appreciation, understanding where our rights and our blessings comes from. Then he acknowledges and humbly to implore his protection and favor. George Washington even understood, one of the greatest generals in the history of the world, even understood that, you know what? Our protection really depends on God. And when we fight terrorism and when we discuss these issues, if we don't bring up the protection of God and what it takes to receive his blessings, we're missing something big. Number two, unalienable rights come from God. All men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And these rights are bestowed and accedent to any earthly government. God lives. We got to turn to him, and that's the source of our rights. Number three, government exists for the sole purpose of securing these rights. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, laying out the proper role of government. The whole reason the government exists is to make sure there's not a vacuum where despots and thugs can take control. The whole purpose of government is to create a balance and protect our rights. That is the proper role of government, to secure the unalienable rights of man. Life, liberty, property, conscience, self-preservation, sanctity of the home, due process, trial by jury, and many more. That's the whole purpose of government, folks. Number four, these are fixed moral laws, the laws of nature and of nature's God. See, if you got to understand, well, you got to understand this. To get the Constitution, you got to get the Declaration of Independence. One was the predecessor, the standard setter for the other, to create building blocks for the proper role of limited, restricted government. Blackstone, in nature, no species enslaves another. Therefore, slavery is wrong. In nature, no animal kills its young in the womb. So abortion is wrong. There's no confusion in nature about gender. We also talk about number five, one of the most important pieces. Consent of the governed. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Governments only have the authority that men have, ladies and gentlemen. And if men do not have the authority to hurt people, take their stuff, they can't grant authority they don't have to another, now can they? Then we finished up with Lowell Nelson talking about the truth about war, an incredible article written by Lou Rockwell. One, war deforms us morally. Two, military spending deforms the economy. Most people think that war stimulates the economy, but quite the contrary. Maybe certain segments like, you know, making bullets or something, maybe there's a certain segment of the economy that can grow. But for the most part, the whole will and purpose of the people's peaceful living is disrupted and preempted by war. Three, war is propaganda, eventually, that deforms our views of people. We think the other guys are just monsters. And they may be, but war oftentimes makes monsters of them. The truth is, they're God's children just like you and me, and they want the same things. Four, war corrupts the culture completely. 5, war distorts our sense of service and what service means to serve one another. 6, war distorts reality itself. Let's remember that the peoples of all nations are our brothers and sisters. Most people want to be left alone and live in peace, but war is brought on by the ambitions of those who lust for power. Let us be strong enough to defend ourselves, but let's not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. July 4th, 1821, Secretary of State John Quincy Adams. That's a recap of Hour 1. Recap of Hour 2 coming up. Then News the Networks Refuse to Use straight ahead on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, this half hour of Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is interesting stuff going on here, to say the least. That was hour one of yesterday's recap. Hour two was an absolute wonderful broadcast. We had on Mr. Sam Clovis as our esteemed guest. He's the campaign co-chairman and chief advisor on policy for Donald Trump. Sam Clovis, policy advisor to Donald Trump. We chatted about families, the economy, America first, securing the border, false claims of racism, and more. Sam Clovis blows the bogus lamestream press racism claim out of the water. It was incredible. Good for Sam. I also floated my idea to Sam Clovis about, hey, Donald ought to issue a press release saying, I'm not taking a penny from the Treasury for my salary. I'm going to leave it all in the Treasury. I know that's not a lot of money. It's only $400,000 a year. But, you know, if I'm the president for 8 years, that's $400,000 times eight. What's that, $3.2 million? And I'm going to encourage everybody in government, all 535 members of Congress, to take a pay cut in the interest of getting America back on the right track again. And if they took a serious cut, and then if you said, look, we're going to absolutely rifle through government at every level. We're going to do it on the federal level as president, which I have absolute, you know, involvement in. And we're going to encourage the states and the local municipalities and everybody else to do the same. And we're going to absolutely show you folks how much waste there is. You want to take me on and find out how I'm going to pay for my initiatives? And I'm going to bust out and tell you. Tariffs at the border is one of them. It'll bring an absolute healthy sum. Ask the founders. That's how they did it. Number two, I'm going to reduce taxes and regulations on the people to where business is going to prosper. And yeah, we'll have less of a bigger pie, but overall we'll have more money. And then I'm going to lead by example, and we're going to absolutely rifle through all government. And we're going to absolutely rid ourselves of the waste. And Donald could lead by example in his press release and say, the next president of the United States forgoes salary, sets the example for solutions today. See, just think about that. Anyway, I brought that up in an interview to literally Sam Clovis, the chief policy advisor to Donald Trump. I hope that takes wings because I believe it's a brilliant idea. I know I thought of it, but again, there's no new ideas. I've heard Ron Paul say he was going to reduce his salary significantly. Others have had smatterings of this, but anyway, that's really, in my opinion, one of the keys that Donald needs to do to just show the difference. Anyway, Sam Clovis did a great job on the broadcast. You ought to listen to that at libertyroundtable.com. It's still available on demand at your fingertips. We also talked about just 5.7% of the Clinton Foundation went to charitable grants. Let me put this in perspective. 6 cents out of every dollar, and that's being generous, went to actually taking care of those people who need charity. 94%+ somehow got swallowed up in the Clintonistas' quest for power and money. It didn't even go to who it was supposedly designed to support or protect or benefit. What an absolute disgrace. And this is the difference that Donald needs to focus on. Hillary will do that in your government. 94%+ waste. Maybe 6% to the people or something like that. That's her pattern. In the meantime, Donald would say, I'm not going to take a salary at all. I'm going to lead by example. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to make sure we're effective and lean and mean. All right. We talked about Gary Johnson and Jill Stein don't have a chance to participate in the first debate, according to the New York Times. What a disgrace. You got this self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, they don't have enough support to be in the debates. Well, no one can know about who they are and what they stand for because the mainstream press won't cover them. And the mainstream press will say, well, we don't cover them because they don't have enough support. Well, why don't you cover them in a debate or two and you see how much support they get? Remember, no one knew who Ron Paul was. Really, scant few. And he didn't get much support. But the second he got in the debates, man, he changed the game. Auditing the Federal Reserve wasn't even an understanding to most Americans. Now it's like commonplace. Yeah, we got to get that done, says the average American. So this is something critical, but we got to circumvent the mainstream press. But I guess Gary Johnson had another stumble. He just keeps making mistakes in the media. The sad part is that it's mistakes that I think normal people could easily make, and they're absolutely handing him his head over it. It's a tragedy, to say the least. By the way, Jill Stein says we need to absolutely open up an investigation into 9/11. And boy, is she right on that score. Trump had an hour meeting with the media. I mean, they covered him wall to wall. He talked about the military supporting him. He talked about all kinds of stuff. And then right at the end, he gave them what they wanted, and they were mad as heck. Trump said Obama was born in the United States and walked off the stage. I thought it was incredible. Good for the Donald. The media was absolutely livid. What I don't understand is why they're livid. They've been begging the Donald to say that forever. Now he says it and they're not happy. How do you win with these media folks, huh? Now, the problem is they wanted a big old apology or an I was wrong. They're not going to get that from Donald, nor would they ever get that from Hillary or anybody else. Nevertheless, we still have no proof that Donald was born in America. Oh, he released his long-form birth certificate in 2011. No, he didn't. The hospital won't even admit that that's the original birth certificate. Joe Arpaio and crew documented that it's a fraud, that it's a fake. And the mainstream press not even listening. So I wonder if that'll come up in the next rounds of the debates. We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you with regards to that, though. Sam also reaches out to the Rachel Maddow show. Rachel went off crazy last week and said that somehow Donald Trump Jr. appeared on the James Edwards Deep Political Cesspool radio program with James and then called them all white supremacists. But you know what? It isn't true. Donald Trump Jr. was on my program, Rachel, and I emailed her to try to correct the record, but obviously nothing back. Hi, Rachel and crew. I kindly request that you correct the record regarding this critical matter. I also would like to invite Rachel on air with me to discuss the alt-right and any other issues that she would like to chat about. I look forward to working with you. Sam Bushman, owner, Liberty News Radio, etc. Anyway, not a response, but see, they don't get it right. And even when the mainstream press is given correction in a kind way like I gave, they don't even correct the truth. They don't care about the truth. And that's Rachel's problem. And that's why she's going down. What I mean by going down is that's why her show is continuing to lose audience share. Nobody wants to hear Rachel babble falsehoods. Nobody wants to hear Rachel lie and run around and suggest that there's white supremacists everywhere. Don't look now, there's a white supremacist behind your left shoulder kind of an idea. She's crazy. And she defines people completely differently than they would define themselves. I'm not a white supremacist. Okay? I believe we're all God's children. And I believe that really, you know what? The content of our character matters. And our willingness to obey God matters. And the more we obey God, the better people we become. Okay? So, but she's going to define me as a white supremacist. Why? Because I believe that white people should be able to advocate for their race, like every other race does, and that white people should be proud of their heritage. What's wrong with that? I also believe white people should multiply and replenish the earth just like everybody else should. I never in any way said that other people shouldn't multiply and replenish the earth. God said that to all of his children, right? Go bust out your Bible, Rachel, and you might get it. All right. Anyway, Donald Trump says Clinton's Secret Service detail should disarm. I'd like to talk about that more. We'll do it when we get back. Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Crosby on a business trip. He'll be back, hopefully for the next hour, though. Meanwhile, I'll break it all down just for you. How's that? LibertyRoundtable.com on your favorite talk station.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Donald Trump's political ascent is not the product of the Republican nominee's political genius, but rather his ability to express discontent with the post-1989 political order and his arrival at precisely the moment that order is unraveling, argues Georgetown University political science professor Joshua Mitchell. That political order was based upon regional trade and political blocs, such as NAFTA and the European Union, and the promotion of identity politics that derogate from national citizenship in favor of ethnic, gender, or religious identifications. Yes, Donald Trump is implicated in that unraveling, cavalierly undermining decades' worth of social and political certainties with his rapid-fire Twitter account and persona that only the borough of Queens can produce, Mitchell writes in Politico. But so is Bernie Sanders. And so is Brexit. And so are the growing rumblings in Europe. The six ideas propelling Trump's campaign and these related developments, according to Mitchell, are the following. Borders matter. Immigration policy matters. National interests rather than so-called universal interests matter. Entrepreneurship matters. Decentralization matters. And political correctness must be repudiated. Those ideas did not begin with Trump, nor is he their most capable exponent, but they will continue to grow in importance irrespective of the outcome of Trump's presidential bid, Mitchell maintains. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. So we're talking about Donald Trump always says something that the mainstream press finds absolutely controversial. And whatever he says really isn't that big of a deal. I mean, he calls a woman ugly, so what? You know what? Donald, you know, a white guy calling a woman ugly or something like that. I mean, how does that compare to black people calling each other the N-word all day long? Oh, but the black people have a past. They can say the N-word. It's just white people that can't, because we're going to be the thought police. And if a black guy does it, it's like a term of endearment and love and friendship and brotherly kindness. And when a white guy does it, it's absolutely evil. I mean, it's, you know, absolutely launches us back to the lynching days of slavery. And therefore, you know, okay, this is just bogus. Well, anyway, Donald said something else that we've all said for a long time. We've been on the radio for 25 years, and we've said a lot of things. And Donald said something, a point that we've made forever. Hey, if these insiders want to disarm us and use gun control, let's start with Hillary. If she's that serious about taking away guns, let her lead by example. Trump says Clinton Secret Service details should disarm. And let's see what happens to Hillary. Is Hillary serious about no guns? Or is it no guns for you and me, but she needs guns for protection? See? And so when Donald said this, they kind of went ballistic. And they're like, how dare you? That's out of bounds. Out of bounds? Try having a double standard is out of bounds. Now, John Kerry's foundation, Personal Family Foundation, way out of bounds. There's a big old scandal related to that. Look for LibertyNewsDaily.com and you can check out that article. We also had a claim from a Democratic senator saying, hey, Hillary Clinton, months ago, could barely climb the podium stairs for her speeches. She's completely, absolutely sick. And the mainstream press won't tell you. They're just involved in the big cover-up plans. Next hour, we'll have on Joel Skousen to break this down further. We also talked about CNN cuts, worst part of Clinton 9/11 video, you know, where she melted down and her legs buckled and she had no control of her lower body and they absolutely had to have a bunch of people around her and drag her in the van and whisk her off, and they didn't take her to the regular hospital for fear of reality about her health and her failing health would leak out, so they took her to Chelsea's house, which now the questioning is it doubling as a private hospital, etc. But the CNN folks actually cut part of the video so that it didn't look so bad. See the cover-up that's going on, folks? The mainstream press is absolutely part of the basket of deplorables. We also talked about Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Tough Phoenix Sheriff has a new foe, that of George Soros, pumping money into the opposition to try to make sure that Sheriff Joe does not get elected. But I think Sheriff Joe will win again. That's just my opinion. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that we had yesterday. Man, we cover a lot in the shows, don't we? LibertyRoundtable.com for archives. They're free. Tell all your friends. You can listen in your car. You can even listen wirelessly if you get the new iPhone 7, huh? All right, anyway, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Today, news the networks refuse to use starts now. I want to talk about this interesting tidbit. George H.W. Bush. You know, that's the Herbert Walker dude, right? George H.W. Bush. He's going to vote for Hillary. Now, George and family are saying, we're not making any comments about this. We've been quiet about Trump versus Clinton for a while. We don't want to say anything. They're being quiet about it. But who blew the lid off this thing, believe it or not, is Kathleen Hardington Kennedy. Say, who the heck's that? Well, Kathleen Harding Kennedy Townsend is the former Maryland governor. Former Maryland lieutenant governor. She's also the daughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy. Well, I guess she has a picture on New Media Ticket Center Stage, I might add. And in that photo, she basically says, hey, you know what? George is voting for Hillary. Now, Politico is the one that's breaking all this news. They call it an exclusive. I don't know how they call an exclusive on somebody else's Facebook post or whatever it is. But nevertheless, how you call an exclusive on seeing somebody else's photo. But Politico claims they have an exclusive. Anyway, I bring this all up because George H.W. Bush is literally voting for Hillary Clinton. When asked about it, they wouldn't deny it. They just said, we're not talking about it. This just kind of shows you the scum that these people are. You know what? On both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, you got a bunch of insider scum. Yeah, literally, they absolutely beat up Donald Trump. You better sign a document. You better commit. You better play the good old boy network. And if somebody else is the nominee, you better be willing to step down and back them. And Donald finally said, okay, I'll do it. Sure, you bet. Donald doubled down, signed their document, got it all done. Did what they absolutely demanded he do. And the media was all too willing to help push that narrative. Donald, you've got to do this. And so Donald did. And now you've got scum like Ted Cruz. And you say, Sam, how dare you call Ted that? Ted's a good guy. I get it. But if it was him, would he have wanted everybody to support him? Now you could say, well, Sam, you don't even believe in partisan politics. No, I don't. But if you're going to play that partisan game, then you got to go along with the partisan train. And that is, you know what? You've got to endorse your nominee. If you're going to be a leader in the party, that's what you've got to do. Not got to do that when it's your favorite guy. If Ted Cruz would have won and Donald would not have been supporting Cruz, they would be after Donald like you could not imagine. But you got this John Kasich, Ted Cruz, and Bushes who will not support the Donald. I think it's wrong, and I think the mainstream press is missing an action here. They need to absolutely push these fair-weather friends in the Republican Party to do the right thing. Now, I don't think that they should even be part of a party, and I don't think they should be forced to do anything, but I'm just saying if you're going to go along with the party, if you're going to accept the way they treated the Donald over this, you've got to be same, same. In other words, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If Donald must capitulate for the good of the party, then these people need to capitulate for the good of the party. Anyway, George H.W. Bush now going to vote for Hillary. What a disgrace. But again, one of the interesting things about Donald running for office is we're starting to see people's true colors, aren't we? We really are. We're starting to see that, you know what, there's a lot of guys we didn't think were that good of guys that are doing pretty good. There's also a lot of people that we thought were awesome that aren't doing good. Have you heard much from Rand Paul lately? Is Rand going to endorse the Donald? How about Mike Lee? Is he going to endorse the Donald? Or are they going to back Hillary? Or by their silence, are they going to back Hillary? Very interesting stuff. They say white voters are keeping Donald Trump's hopes alive in, quote, must win Florida. Now, this is the New York Times, my friends. Did you hear what I just said? The New York Times wrote an article just this morning. It's amazing. And in this article, they're blatantly saying that Donald must appeal to white voters. They're keeping him alive in Florida. And if he's going to win Florida, it's going to be the white voters making that happen. Can you believe that? We're talking about the New York Times. Now, I don't know, are they a bunch of racists down there? Or are they just acknowledging the facts? See, I happen to think in this case it's the latter. If we're going to court all other kind of racially identified groups, then it's appropriate that we could talk about the white group, right? It's kind of the interesting thing. We somehow think it's okay to court Latino voters, to court the black vote, the Asian vote. But the second you talk about the white vote, it's like, whoa, you've just hit a racial lightning rod. Now, I disagree. And I'm glad to see the New York Times point out reality. Okay? It's good. It's not that we want any racist anything. It's that white voters have a history, have a heritage, have an identity. And there's nothing wrong with being cognizant of that reality, right? Nothing wrong with it at all. And as soon as we start to acknowledge that reality, and that's one thing Donald's done very well. Of course, they're calling him a racist for it. But it isn't about racism. It's about reality. Reality is things as they really are. And there's a white contingent in America that want to see Donald Trump elected. We'll talk about it more and talk about this article. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news that networks refuse to use. We tell it like it is radio station, huh?
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honeydew items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about this interesting article in the New York Times where they lay out the truth for a change. They say that Donald Trump must win Florida or he'll lose the presidency. Now, I don't believe it's that simple. I don't believe it breaks down that cleanly like they want you to believe. But I will say to you that it is critical that Donald wins Florida. Now, they say white voters are keeping Trump's hopes alive in the must-win state of Florida. And they go on and talk about how white people, especially younger white people, now they run around and say uneducated white people and stuff like that. But again, what you've got is you've got white people really standing up for Donald. They say the reason white voters favor Donald by a large margin. Why? Well, it's hard to say. I would submit to you that because white people are sick of always being at the back of the bus. If you're white, they almost believe you deserve a dog collar on, to run around as a slave, to pay back what's been done in your, quote, name. So you're not allowed to celebrate your history, but it's your history that'll haunt you for the rest of your life, is what they want you to accept. White people are done with that. White people say, listen, I've never treated anybody wrong in my life. I don't have a racial hatred towards or a superior attitude regarding other races and other peoples. I work kindly with people everywhere. I always have my whole life. That's what most people think. That's what most white people think. I'm not stifling the education or the opportunities of anybody. If anything, I've done my best to help. Black people have had more advancement in this country than anywhere else in the world, bar none. And I want to think about the content of someone's character. If someone's a good person, I want them to be a friend of mine. And if they're not, I don't. If we agree on principles, then we're friends. If we don't, we could politely disagree. Anyway, they go on in this big old long article. But they say that, you know what, Hillary has a huge edge among Florida's Hispanic voters. I think that's waning as well. Donald Trump had a huge rally in Florida just recently. And, of course, the mainstream press doesn't really give you a real handle on what happens at the rallies. They lie and manipulate and take a couple of snapshots of goofballs and then act like that's the norm. But Americans realize that's bogus. And so everybody's starting to realize the truth. And the truth is Donald had an absolute incredible rally in Florida. I'm telling you, the lines were through the door, way out in the parking lot. Many were there by 9 a.m. waiting for the doors to open 4 hours later. And you literally had people way down the road trying to get in. Didn't matter that there was rain and an occasional flash of lightning. People still wanted to hear Donald Trump speak. This is a classic example of great voter intensity and good reporting, too. There was a piece written about this. It's called Inside Trump's Florida Rally. Columnist Let's see, what's this guy's name? Brent Batten. B-A-T-T-E-N. Brent Batten. With the Naples Florida Daily News. Paints a true, fair, and accurate picture. Right on, Brent. See, the new media is taking center stage, man. People are getting it done, and Clinton does not know what to do. She's melting down. It's incredible to see. Good for Brent. Thank you, Brent. But Hillary's also melting down because of her responses with regards to these terrorist attacks that have taken place in America. I mean, it's the continuing saga and corruption in the Clinton campaign, right? But Hillary proves she simply does not understand our terrorist enemies at all. She acts like it's a voting bloc that's been disenfranchised or something. I mean, it's goofy. But what do you expect from Hillary? Okay, Rodham doesn't have a clue, right? We know that. But Hillary proves she doesn't understand our terrorist enemies at all. Okay, she's made outrageous comments on terrorism. I mean, even Rich Lowry of the New York Post is admitting the truth now. This speaks to Clinton's desperation in the tightening race. Hillary's going to lose, folks. She's going to lose. I wonder if Glenn Beck even realizes. Do you think that Glenn Beck might come aboard and know the truth? The truth is, none of us are saying that Donald Trump is perfect. But I am telling you, compared to Cricket Hillary, compared to electing a criminal in the White House, are we really going to elect a criminal in the White House, Hillary Clinton? Really? And Hillary on the campaign trail proving she has no clue about our terrorist enemy. She doesn't have any idea at all. Really? It's just amazing. But people are seeing the truth everywhere, folks. They really are. And you say, Sam, man, you sure sound like you're for Donald Trump. No, I'm not. I'm actually endorsing Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party ticket. But you see, due to the criminals in both sides of the aisle, the insiders in government, my candidate doesn't even have a chance for you to learn who they are. They struggle and spend thousands of dollars just to try to get on the ballot. They don't have any time to try to be in the debates or focus on some of those things. No joke. Now, many people are now asking, will America elect a criminal? Will we really elect a criminal to the White House? Hillary Clinton would be the most corrupt president in modern history. Of all the astonishing historical aspects of the 2016 presidential election, perhaps the most vexing is that something like half of America's voters seem to be willing to elect a pathologically lying career criminal as president. How can this really be? Has the electorate grown stupid, or are they morally dead? In some cases, yes, but many are just absolutely ignorant. Two-thirds of Americans can't even name the three branches of the federal government, folks. Tens of millions are just simply not paying attention. The establishment news media is so totally biased toward Hillary Clinton, they've abandoned even their former pretense of objectivity. Wow. They've been protecting Hillary Clinton for literally three decades now. Anyway, this is Whistleblower Magazine, Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily. You thought I was quoting the Trump campaign, didn't you? Will we really elect a criminal is the question. I mean, it's amazing. Amazing. Anyway, I got to give WorldNet Daily and those guys credit, because Hillary Clinton would be the most corrupt president in modern history. That's true. And good for Joseph Farah in his Whistleblower Magazine. The whistleblower is interesting. You got to check it out. WND.com to learn more. Now, you think, well, Sam, you getting paid for that? No, I don't get paid a penny, folks. But I do really have a lot of respect for WND.com when they are telling you the mainstream press has lost their objectivity. They've been successful in protecting their favorite candidate from public exposure for 3 decades long record of crime, corruptions, and sleaze. Whistleblower magazine. Yeah. September's issue, Whistleblower magazine. What a great update, folks. I hope we don't elect a criminal, but I think we just very well might, unless Americans get off their duff and get out and vote. And you say, well, Sam, I just can't believe you're showing the tank for the Donald. No, I'm not. Who else are you going to vote for? I've already endorsed Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley, but I can't even, whenever I talk to anybody, they don't even know who they are. How do I let people know who they are? All right, CBS News is now reporting that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are tied across battleground states. That's CBS News, folks. Right? That's incredible. They said Donald had no chance before, right? Now what do they say? Well, I guess things have changed and Donald has a chance. Is that what they're saying? Wow. All right. I find that interesting. Trump is shattering GOP records with small donors, too. Didn't know if you saw that. There's news everywhere, folks. Hard-hitting news. Who was the first birther, you might ask? Barack Obama, says Joseph Farah, and boy, is he right. Wow. All right. Thought I'd hammer that home. Good things going on everywhere. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, for sure. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Next hour, our guest, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. We'll break it all down just for you. Thanks for listening. Tell all your friends about LibertyRoundtableLive.com or LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com for incredible talk show hosts everywhere, and LibertyNewsDaily.com for some of the best news on the internet, all at your fingertips for free. This nation shall endure.